The final week in November begins with the 24th of November, and this is another code of tremendous love and abundance, expression, joy. Very, very beautiful Tuesday. So a double 6-6 code elevates many opportunities for financial flow, especially when you're serving others in a loving capacity and with imagination. Storytelling is really favored today because it connects you to others and ignites their inner passion from the magnetic response to the story. So express yourself creatively, connect with others in a fun way, speak and create with uplifting ideas, loving language, and also nurture your family and loved ones. Take that time out to nurture yourself. This is a six universal month, and it is focused on family, home business, your loved ones, your home. You're passionately engaged with understanding others and responding with kindness and creativity when you engage with them. Now, the moon is sextile Saturn today, and that means you are taking your feelings seriously. You feel responsible for your total well-being, and you have more self-control. So this means that a sense of duty comes naturally today. So it's a great time to work alone, take some alone time, make a commitment, and allow your feelings to bring you wonderful clarity so that you can be more engaged with whatever it is you want to share, especially regarding your loved ones. So it basically is taking responsibility for those issues in your life that are connected to your heart. Then on the 25th of November, we have a code of serenity, inspiration, being out in nature, merged with the number 13, 13 universal date. So this means there will be some change today, and you need to have a balance of rest and work in order to take advantage of the shifts that are in play. So take your inspiration into every project. Divine inspiration allows for unexpected and empowering results because you will obviously not have a playbook when something out of the blue occurs. And this way you are inspired on how to move forward, how to address whatever is coming up. So your discipline is being channeled into a philosophical project. And you might want to take some extra time for yourself, even though it's a Wednesday, to get out in nature, to commune with nature, take a hike, whatever you can. Because, like I said, it's a quieter day of serenity, and this allows you to be poised for all those internal growth experiences. The moon is conjunct Mars today, and that means you may feel a little bit more impulsive and driven. Your goals are made very conscious. You have emotional focus, which gives you strong direction. And you feel free to act on your feelings, on your instincts. Your intentions are made manifest through your heart. A very heart-centered week. Thursday, the 26th of November, adds up to the number 14. Now, this is Thanksgiving in the U.S., so happy Thanksgiving to all my fellow Americans. It's a beautiful day of love and family and partaking in appreciating the bounty of the food that we bring to the table, giving thanks for just basically our life, our family, everything that brings sensual pleasure, loving pleasure, connection. So taking the lead today with this number is very important. Unexpected situations are also activated, and connection through communication is very, very strong. So you want to be very flexible and open about how you expand your abundance, because this is a very big day for taking authority of the financial flow in your life or abundance in general, feeling abundant. Communicate with abundant language, with leadership language. Connect with others with a sense of fluidity and adventure. So the more flexible you are today, in other words, the more open you are, the more you free up opportunities for prosperity and abundance to flow. Now, the moon squares Jupiter today, which means your emotions are very expansive. So you want to consciously focus on creating positive outcomes so you don't feel listless. And this is a day that brings wisdom, the wisdom of Jupiter and the love of the moon, to help you activate abundance. So in many ways, it is a day of activating the sense of prosperity and financial flow, the wealth in your life. Happiness and kindness blend to create an effortless sense of bliss, and you just feel very happy and free to share your heart with others. So this means that you feel blessed, which is wonderful for Thanksgiving Day. You feel generous, you feel kind, and you feel recognized at soul level. Friday, the 27th of November, adds up to the number 15. This is the final day of the month where we have this beautiful spiritual alchemist code merged with the number 9, 27 reduced to 9. Now, this is an incredible love day. It is a Friday, so beautiful for date night, for romance, for just letting go and just being in a place of forgiveness. You have tremendous compassion today and passion, and you just feel like nurturing others. You are leading by example. Again, a wonderful day for abundance. So this is actually a perfect, long weekend to focus on the things that matter most in your life. Mercury sextiles Pluto today, and Venus is opposite Uranus today. So Mercury sextile Pluto gives you a desire to persuade, to influence. You strive for recognition. Your words have a very big impact, so you want to use them wisely. You're passionate about language, and your message, being the messenger, is very enhanced. So you have a vision. It can carry a profound purpose today. Your intuition, your intelligence combine for powerful unity, and conversations go very, very deep. So you want to touch on the mysterious. You want to touch on the hidden. Probing mystical topics of all kinds, including astronomy, is very, very favored. Now, Venus opposite Uranus is definitely bringing some change. Your ingenuity is flowing. You're very creative. Your intimate relationships can go through some kind of change. This is very creative energy, so you want to channel it into some project that brings you a lot of joy, brings you a lot of pleasure. And definitely stay away from drama today, because if you do that, you can use the intuition and imagination to great advantage. Now, I know some of you may take advantage of Black Friday, a big shopping day. So Venus opposite Uranus means you may have impulsive decisions that you make, and just be aware. You want to take a deep breath, because Uranus makes very quick, surprising decisions, and Venus is about pleasure and acquiring those things that bring you pleasure. So when there's an opposition with Uranus, just be, tune into your intuition. Take a breather if you're making like a big purchase. Okay, then we move to Saturday, the 28th of November, and this is when a code of the mind is very active. So you experience new beginnings, 28 reduced to 10 and 1. You experienced spiritual downloads because of the number 16 universal date. So that means you can be easily understood, you can communicate. But you also need to rest and allow those new beginnings ideas to digest and integrate in you. This is a wonderful day to read a good book, to learn a new skill, and then implement whatever it is that you have discovered. So just be open to surprising shifts that really inspire you and maybe create an exciting new direction in your life. Now, Mercury is sextile Jupiter today, so that means your ideas are really flowing both in the stars and the codes. So your optimism is enhanced with Jupiter. Negotiations and contracts are favored. You are focusing on planning your future, and what you see ahead of you feels very expansive, very exciting. So it makes you really thrilled about what's coming up. Your enthusiasm for what is to come allows you to make very proactive decisions that feel awesome. And you can communicate and express yourself beautifully today, very passionately. Negotiations and contracts are also favored, and your focus and concentration are enhanced, as is your curiosity. By November 28th, Jupiter will have moved to the exact midpoint between Pluto and Saturn, with all three in Capricorn. This is a big deal. So they've been coming together for the last month, and they will be together through November into early December. And this stellium happened last in 1894 BC, so nearly 4,000 years ago in Capricorn. And that conjunction was not quite as intense because Saturn left Capricorn before Jupiter merged with Pluto in Capricorn. This time they're all together. So you can see the big dramatic shift that's going on is being made visible, made conscious in pretty much every code imaginable between the 26,000-year Mayan calendar ending exactly 8 years ago on the solstice, the new age of Aquarius beginning on the solstice this year, the 2020 decade starting with the stellium, the 500-year event in Capricorn. Last time that happened was when Martin Luther broke away from the Catholic Church. And now we have another big event, the stellium that hasn't happened in almost 4,000 years, also in Capricorn. So it's like huge, huge events. And I can't say enough about how we are just launching a brand new Earth at this time. And so Pluto brings purging. Jupiter is now enhancing Pluto and Saturn. It's making it more joyful. It's also enhancing anything that is on the shadow side of Pluto and Saturn, which is control, which is definitely holding on to the old paradigm, which would be very destructive energy. So, but the positive side, if you're on the high vibrational side of Jupiter, you are infusing the meetup of these incredible three powerful planets with joy, fortunate outcomes, wisdom, and gratitude. And truth is revealed now in a way that it's never been before. And this means you can make informed decisions because they literally are based on integrity and truth. So Pluto pushes, elevates, and intensifies the purging aspect because Pluto's role is to undo, transform, and reset the default programming that has kept us in the dark for so long. Saturn and Capricorn govern timing, so this is crucial to understand since it shows that we need not fear anything. The timing is right for the purging and the shift. Everything's happening in Capricorn. That means it is time. It is time to move to a new time. And Jupiter, like I said, adds the joy factor, the wisdom, the expansion, the gratitude, the justice. So be open to welcoming incredible inner peace and transcendence as the old age is purged and lovingly released with gratitude. So be very grateful for everything that has come that has been very positive in the past 2,000 years or so. It could even be longer, really. So then we move on to Sunday the 29th, which is an 11, and that adds up to a code of 17, the immortality number. So it's a powerful Sunday for intimate connections that arise from trusting your intuition, sharing your insights with confidence. You feel very connected to your inner visionary, and you can express your innermost ideas and feelings without any excuses. Now, the 11 portal opens today into the number of leaving a legacy behind, immortality, eternal life. And this is a major expansion of abundance and financial flow. So what you focus and do today leaves behind a wonderful legacy. The sun is 150 degrees from Uranus, that's a quincunx, and that is a genius aspect. So you're invited to open up your intuition to receive unexpected inspiration that can shift your life. If you feel anxious, tense, nervous, do something really relaxing because your creative, intuitive inner resources are really yearning to be put into practice today. And resisting change is not going to help with the inner tension. So go with the divine flow. Be open to approaching a situation from a new angle. It may make the biggest difference allowing that energy to flow again. It's a wonderful day to be open, to make adjustments, and to make changes. So listen intently to your inner voice for divine guidance. And finally, we arrive at the last day of November, the 30th. And this is a wonderful, amazing day. It's a Monday. And the code actually adds up to 9. So 3 and 9 are part of the code. 30 reduces to 3. And then we have the 6 for November. So again, this is the final day of November, activates the 3-6-9 triad of self-expression, joy, and love for the fourth time. This is the final time. What a beautiful day to have a lunar eclipse. So we'll get to that in a moment. Definitely your creativity is so enhanced on this Monday. You feel like your imagination has no end and you go beyond where you've ever been before. So you're allowing your dreams and musings to carry you to other dimensions. You're very much trusting that you are a light being, that you are a divine creator, and you are releasing what is not supporting and uplifting you anymore. So any endings that you make due to the number 9 universal date is making room for more joy, more love to embrace. It's a very strong abundance day as well. So focus on those projects or whatever it is you do that help you to attract the wealth and the abundance due to your exchange of wonderful energy with the universe. Now, there is this lunar eclipse. We covered it in part one, so have a listen to that. It's at 8 degrees Gemini with the sun at 8 degrees Sagittarius. It activates the Jupiter impact with the sun in Sag and the Mercury impact with the moon in Gemini. This eclipse is happening in a mutable sign, and that means it brings change. Now, the incredible thing about this eclipse, it forms the most beautiful, harmonious triangle with Chiron. The moon is sextile Chiron, the sun is trine Chiron, and it just means you have a very creative view of the universe and your life in it. So you're now naturally aware of your power to change anything. Your sense of purpose is strengthened. You can respond to spiritual matters more easily. Healing is so greatly enhanced. And another aspect that is activated, because we covered the Chiron angle in part one, is the sun is 150 degrees from Uranus. And so this means you're open to really tapping into your intuition, but in a very unexpected way. So you may feel a little bit more anxious, tense, or nervous. It is a full moon, so your feelings will be more enhanced, of course. So use this creativity, this intuition and yearning. Use it by putting it into practice. Because if you resist being creative, it's going to create inner tension. It's going to manifest in some kind of frustration energetically. So be open to approaching a situation from a new angle. It may make the biggest difference in your life by allowing that new perception to flow again. It's a great day to make adjustments, make changes. Now, we also have the Pluto-Jupiter-Saturn stellium active during this full moon lunar eclipse, which makes it a very, very powerful eclipse, very fortunate as well. This is really, really transcendent, and it's just shows that, you know, we are at a time now where when eclipse merges with a 4,000 year event, you know, the universe means business. You know, this is definitely happening. So go and listen to November 28th for the impact of that. But definitely the timing is incredibly strong right now. And that stellium is sextile to Mercury. So we have a triple aspect of a sextile to Mercury. Pluto, Jupiter, and Saturn all creating a 60-degree aspect. And so that gives you a new positive way of thinking about your life, thinking about the world. You're open to experiencing new things, new healing, mind, body, spirit, ways of healing are rejuvenated. And you may seek a deeper understanding in your life through a guide, a mentor, a spiritual person, to increase that inner knowledge through education, meditative practices. So you'll discover new perspectives about your beliefs. And restoring peace in your personal life and harmony in your relationships is possible since you're open to healing your own wounds, as well as extending compassion and generosity to others. So this is really about the way you communicate, the way you use language, the way you write and hold space. It's totally transformed at this time. And it just puts a nice little bow over the whole year, because the actual blessings and inner growth, personal growth, are now really coming into the forefront. You're really sensing the shifts that have happened. You're seeing them. They're being brought to life. You're receiving wonderful feedback, good results. And you're ready, really, to tackle life in a brand new way, which you will be able to do in 2021, which I, of course, cover in the Ultimate Yearly Forecast. The 2021 is going to bridge the 20th century and the 21st century. It is really a pivotal year. It's a 5-year, which is about pivoting, and it is going to set us free. This year was definitely, and still is, about, you know, the lockdown, you know, the four, like being in a home, being in a square. But once we get into 2021, the energy is going to loosen up a lot. People are really going to be liberated and feel the sense of liberation. The Aquarian age will have just started. There's just so much going on, and it's very, very exciting. And so we are now in that mode of activating all the transformation, the up-leveling of vibration that has been basically happening all year long, and it's being made visible. So very exciting way to end with an eclipse, the month. And then, so next month will be December, of course, the final month of 2020. Lots going on then. Like I said, a new age beginning, a new 2000 year age. So a lot to discuss with you when we get to that point. But meanwhile, have an absolutely wonderful November, and take it easy. Nurture yourself. It's a 6-month, right? Universal month. So you need to do self-care and spend time with family and appreciate the gifts in your life. So again, have a gorgeous month, and I look forward to connecting with you in December 2020.